Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2432. Do ice baths reduce muscle growth? By Christian Finn of muscleevo.net. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own host and narrator. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. Do ice baths reduce muscle growth? By Christian Finn of muscleevo.net. Is it a good idea to immerse yourself in a tub of cold water after a workout? That's a question that popped up in my inbox the other day. Here's what it said. Quote, "One thing I've tried to find more about is cold water immersion after training and whether it's actually beneficial or not. I see a lot of athletes and celebrities doing it to help with recovery. Will it help?" End quote. The research on post-exercise cold water immersion is a bit of a mixed bag. There is evidence to show that cold water immersion can help reduce post-exercise muscle soreness, improve your mood, enhance the adaptations to endurance exercise, and accelerate recovery during periods of intense training. That's the good news. The bad? There's a growing body of research to show that post-training cold exposure can interfere with gains in strength and size. By interfering with your body's natural response to exercise, you may well end up slowing your progress rather than speeding it up. What's more, any recovery-enhancing benefits of ice baths may have a lot more to do with the extent to which you believe in their effectiveness rather than their ability to generate significant physical changes in your body. But more on that in a moment. First, here's a closer look at what the science has to say on the subject of ice baths and muscle growth. Ice baths and muscle growth. In a 2015 study published in the Journal of Physiology, Australian researchers took a group of 21 volunteers and got them to train their legs twice a week for a total of 12 weeks. Half the group jumped into an ice bath for 10 minutes after their workout. The other half spent the same amount of time cycling on a stationary bike. Although both groups gained muscle, those who cycled for 10 minutes after training made 3 times greater gains in muscle mass compared with those in the ice bath group. In a similar trial, researchers from Melbourne's Victoria University got 2 groups of men to lift weights 3 days a week for 7 weeks. Both groups followed the same training program, but with one important difference. 5 minutes after each workout, the first group sat in a cold bath set at 10 degrees Celsius for 15 minutes. Group 2, on the other hand, sat in a room where the temperature was maintained at a comfortable 23 degrees Celsius. Once the 7-week training program was complete, the researchers extracted a slice of tissue from the thigh muscles of each of the men to see how it compared with a similar slice of tissue taken at the start of the study. The result? Cold water immersion appeared to put the brakes on muscle growth. With the passive recovery group, the guys who sat in a chair for 15 minutes after each workout, they posted the biggest increase in the size of their fast twitch muscle fibers. Here's how the researchers described these findings. Quote, "Taken together, these observations suggest cold water immersion may shift post-exercise muscle protein balance towards reduced protein synthesis and increased breakdown, culminating in blunted muscle fiber hypertrophy." End quote. The negative influence of cold water immersion didn't show up across the board, though. There was no difference between the two groups in terms of strength gains, for example, nor was growth in the slow twitch muscle fibers affected by the cold. What's more, lean body mass in the legs, as measured by a DEXA scan, was not significantly different between the two groups. That's probably because, according to the study authors, DEXA was, quote, not sensitive enough to detect changes in whole muscle size that may have been underpinned by the responses seen at the muscle fiber level, end quote. How ice baths slow muscle growth. The stress of training leads to various signals being sent to your muscles. And it's the nature and strength of those signals that dictate how well your muscles respond and adapt to the training. The problem with ice baths is that they appear to decrease the strength of various make me bigger signals sent to your muscles in the hours after a workout. Protein synthesis, a key driving force behind muscle growth, decreases, while protein breakdown is higher than it otherwise would be. The net effect is a slowdown in the rate at which muscle is gained. In short, by working against your body's natural response to tissue damage, you may end up slowing your progress rather than speeding it up. Feeling sore, stiff, and tired after training may well be a perfectly natural side effect of a recovery process that should be left well alone. Cold exposure and recovery. None of this means that ice baths are useless. Used regularly as part of your training, the potential is there for them to put the brakes on muscle growth. However, they may well be useful for competitive athletes at times when rapid recovery takes priority. Here's what Dr. Steve Ingham, who's worked with many Olympic medal winners, has to say on the subject in his excellent book, How to Support a Champion. Quote, jumping in a bath, wheelie bin, or specialized inflatable dinghy type thingy is still in common practice, and it's something I continue to recommend to top athletes. However, I only recommend it for in or post-competition recovery, where quick turnaround of recovery is the priority. The body is smart. If you give it a stimulus to change, it needs time to let that stimulus resonate. But if you present another stimulus, it can get confused. With the presentation of cold through ice baths, you are interrupting and blunting the cascade of response, and so there is every chance that the mechanisms of adaptation will simply shrug their shoulders and not bother to improve nearly as much. End quote. Journalist Mark McCluskey makes a similar point in his New York Times bestseller, Faster, Higher, Stronger. Quote, there is some sense in the elite circles that during periods of training, it might be better to forego using too many recovery protocols. A scientist at the English Institute of Sport, Jonathan Leader, has written about the possibility that decreasing stress on the body through things like ice baths will necessarily decrease the beneficial adaptations from training. It might make the most sense for an athlete's progress to save recovery exercises for competitive periods where they're focused on maintaining capabilities, not increasing them. End quote. There's plenty of evidence to show that ice baths can make you feel less sore and fatigued. What's less clear is whether ice baths work simply because you expect them to. In other words, is the effect a physiological or a psychological one? In his book, Endure, Mind, Body, and the Curiously Elastic Limits of Human Performance, science writer Alex Hutchinson reports on the findings of a 2014 study showing that a lukewarm tub of water containing a special quote-unquote recovery oil worked just as well as an ice bath for the recovery of strength in the days after a hard workout. In fact, the special recovery oil was nothing more than liquid soap added to a lukewarm bath as a placebo. Says Dr. David Bishop, a co-author of the study, quote, we made sure that we put the recovery oil in the water in plain sight of the participants, and we gave them a glossy summary of some made-up research about scientifically proven benefits of recovery oils. I didn't think that we suspected that recovery oils would be as effective as the cold water immersion. That was surprising. End quote. So what's the bottom line? Cold water immersion might be useful in cases where rapid recovery is required, although the jury is still out as to whether the underlying mechanisms are primarily physiological or psychological in nature. However, if you want to make your muscles bigger and stronger, the evidence to date shows that ice baths may very well hurt your results if used on a regular basis as part of your training. You just listened to the post titled, Do Ice Baths Reduce Muscle Growth? By Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net, and I'll be right back with my commentary. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. There is another potential drawback to cold water immersions and ice baths. Some researchers found that dunking our bodies in icy cold water can increase the body's production of free radicals. Free radicals are potentially harmful because they can damage our DNA. Damaged DNA can lead to an increased risk of chronic diseases like cancer and even premature aging. But as today's author Christian said, if you're a competitive athlete and need to recover quickly, then it may be helpful to dunk your body in an ice bath. But if you're an average gym goer, maybe hold off until we know more about an ice bath's effects on the body. All right, thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And of course, I'll see you back here tomorrow with another article and where your optimal life awaits.